is true or dream. Deep down inside I feel the scream. This terrible silence stops in there. Now that the war is through with me, I'm waking up, I cannot see that there's not much left in me. Nothing is real but pain now. Hold my breath as I wish for death. Oh please. That sticks in me, just like a wartime novelty, tied to machines that make me be. Cut this life off from me. Hold my breath as I wish for death. Oh please God, wake me. Now
Thank you. have a dream. Or really, it's more accurate to say that I had a dream. It was me and my old buddy Steve. Our feet had somehow transformed into metallic rollerballs. And we were racing downhill. The entire world in this dream was all downhill. And we were either running from cops or running towards some sort of Nazi zombie horde that we had to fight or something. And we're zipping along. And he turns to me and he goes, "You know, one day, you're going to forget about me. And I'm going to forget about you. And none of that matters. We just have to do this thing. We got to concentrate on this task. And that's the only thing that's important." And even in the dream, it seemed like that was some kind of weird, dramatic bullshit to say. And it's not really how he talks. But wait, I'm not sure what this has to do with J-pop or metal. Why don't I tell you what you heard? At the top of the show, you heard Stronin' Life with Burning Farm. After that, Brian Posehn with More Metal Than You. And I want to say that Brian Posehn, without a doubt, is more metal than me. I'm not speaking through Brian Posehn. It's not what we do on this podcast. Not doing that. He liked Anvil before the movie? Anvil. That's pretty metal. He has all the Anvil albums. That I'm never going to be more metal than that. Who am I? I don't even know. Anyway. Oyubi. New song from Oyubi. Dark Bedroom. Get that on Bandcamp. Metallica 1 after that. 1988. That was the first real modern metal song that I ever heard. I saw the video on MTV. And it was the first thing that didn't have anything to do with classic rock. And that is I stand by that song. Just the darkness of it, the lyrics. It's kind of the thing I was into at the time. It's kind of weird in retrospect that Iron Maiden didn't catch me the first time around. It's weird. Because their album art is kind of like, looks like a science fiction paperback. And they have all these references to science fiction. Didn't catch me the first time. I don't know why. In the Blue Shirt, after that, with Cast Off. New thing from them, or it's just one guy, I think. One guy, got some bedroom producers today on the show. Morbid Angel after that, God of Emptiness. That was another one, Headbangers Ball. I think Metallica was played in the middle of the day, even before the Black Album. But Morbid Angel, that's a late night tune. They've got a video for that one. After that, Kenji Kawai, Ghost in the Shell soundtrack, Uta 1, Song 1, Making of a Cyborg. I mentioned I saw Kodo last week, and they did some of the singing, the Ghost in the Shell style singing. I wasn't sure that was actually a thing that was like originated in Japanese culture, that style of singing, but apparently it does. That's an old thing. If you ever want to see that performed live, go see Kodo, and they will do something not totally exactly like that, but similar. They come out and then they sing like that. Good times. After that, Mertzbau with Looping Jane from Amlux. 2013. I just bought that. I was on Amazon. I did not have a copy of the Ghost in the Shell soundtrack like I thought. Bought the MP3s of that. And had Mertzbau in my shopping cart. $4 for the Amlux record. Because I have the CD. I bought the two-disc remix album of Amlux. Without having the actual album Amlux. There's some interesting I have to take a look at that now. I actually know what the source material is now. And now I have to go back and look at the remix project. And I'll play something from that next time. I guess we have a short set today. Am I going to play some more music? I'm not sure. I don't know if I have more music. Running a little low on time today, I guess. Oh, I'll play the, we will end with another song from Psy. It's Psy featuring, Phil Anselmo. And, I just wanted to say something about Phil Anselmo, because he said some sketchy things, to put it mildly. And I think, I played the Brian Posehn song. I recommend a movie that, it's not really a movie, it's a film. It's a concert film. Comedians, it's a comedy concert film. It's a tour film of various comedians. One of them is Brian Posehn. One of them is Patton Oswalt. And the song, the song you heard was from Brian Posehn. The movie is called Comedians of Comedy. And Patton Oswalt gives a speech in this movie. And I think Phil Anselmo might have seen this movie. He's a follower of, if you know anything about metal, you know Brian Posehn is he's like the official metalhead comedian. So, and Phil Anselmo is the metal guy. He's the metal culture. The main thing that he said back in the 90s, he gave this speech in some concert somewhere talking about metal culture. And I'm not sure what it was. I can't really defend it. I can't really understand what he was really referring to. But he kind of equated metal culture with white culture. That was the controversial statement originally that he said. Beyond the Confederate flag thing. Which, as I said, it's out of context. You should absolutely not use the Confederate flag or any kind of thing like that today. But at the time, it didn't seem like that big a deal. It was like a skull and crossbones almost. It seemed like just kind of benign at the time. Anyway, but the thing he said was like, it's like, wow, that was kind of, took some people by surprise. It took people who were offended by that, and understandably, and he wasn't too, into explaining really what that meant. Now, the fact is, metal is largely white. It's not all white. I like to think of it as an international thing that transcends all kinds of borders and races and stuff. But a lot of it's white. But beyond that, because that settled down, people forgot about that. It's like, okay, you know what? He said a thing. He wasn't really thinking it all the way through. And we're going to move on. And we all like Phil Anselmo now. And this was a period. And now, excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold. There's a period where everybody decided, hey, Phil Anselmo's okay. It's all right. Metal, it's just the spirit of metal. Let's just move on from that. And he had this show. And he actually said the words, white power, on stage. Now, he followed up that by saying that he was drunk on white wine, and he said that. And just the excuse for saying that is so stupid that I'm inclined to believe it, because it's just drunk logic. It's not, you have to be, whatever. I'm not really defending it, but in the movie Comedians of Comedy, now the title Comedians of Comedy is a riff on the Kings of Comedy, which was an African-American comedy film, or also it was also a tour maybe with Cedric the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, and some other comedians. You should check that out too, I guess. I don't know, that's kind of old. I think that was like 2000. Comedy doesn't always age that great. But in the movie, Comedians of Comedy, they're doing the tour. The tour's ending. They're all sitting around, all the comedians and the crew are sitting around. And Patton Oswalt decides to give a speech He raises his glass. He says, you know, like the name of this is not what he said. The name of the thing, any kind of controversy over the name of the thing is not mentioned ever directly in the movie, but somebody must have said something about it at some point. And I think it was just something, it was in good fun, but somebody must have said something. But he gives this speech where he says, I want to thank everybody. You know, not everyone gets our brand of humor. I'm totally paraphrasing from memory here. Not everybody gets what we're about in our humor, but you know, we made some people laugh and everybody did a good job and we got this diverse group of people here. And I just want to thank everybody. Everybody did a good job, and you know, not everybody gets all the jokes. And maybe some of you and the crew don't get all the jokes because you're hired to do a job and we're just comedians and you're just the crew with people who get the stage lights right and everything. And I just want to thank you for hanging in there, and everybody, good job, everybody. To everybody, you know, just gives a toast. Everybody claps. And then he says, Hail Hitler. And everybody laughs. Because that joke works for two reasons, right? First of all, Patton Oswalt is a professional comedian. He got the delivery and the timing of that joke exactly right. Better than I just said it, I'm sure. And I just ruined that joke for you, if you haven't seen the movie. And number two, no one thinks that Patton Oswalt is a Nazi or racist. I think people kind of felt that Phil Anselmo maybe was kind of suspected that maybe he just kind of was good at keeping a lid on it. You know, I think when that incident happened. So people just kind of, it's like, whoa, he's just saying it now. But, I don't know. It's just something to keep in mind. Just to have a sense of humor, man. People say crazy shit. I don't know. I guess there's people out there who'd never say crazy shit, and they're good at, like, judging everybody else. I don't understand those people. I never said anything that crazy. But I've said things equally crazy as that, I'm sure. Anybody out there knows me from high school or something? Or college? I said some crazy shit. Did some crazy shit. I just don't want to, I just try to keep that in mind. And things that I've liked in the past, like The Germs, for instance, I will go to bat for the music of The Germs any day. Darby Crash said some crazy stuff, man. And if you're just like all team Darby Crash and you're like, oh, Southern Rock is all these people, this thing that I don't really understand is bullshit because I don't like it. You're kind of going to the other side. And not to mean that you're a Nazi or a racist, but you've kind of gone to the other side of defending the thing that you like. Your guy can do no wrong. Your guy has always given the benefit of the doubt and is always, you're given a charitable view of something that you like, and the thing that you don't like, even though it's just something you don't like, you're making it a political thing when it's just really something you don't like. And that's like not fair. You got to see that, man. You got to see that you're doing that. It's just not fair. It's a distorted view of reality. And trying to be open-minded to different kinds of art. And I'm not going to play any band on this show that says anything as crazy as what Darby Crash said. Go look at the Wikipedia. Google Germs Lexicon Devil. Read that Wikipedia page. Check out the things he actually said. Check it out, man. You can't deny that happened, man. And if you're going to defend that in some way, it's like you could defend almost anything that anyone says. Like, they said some crazy shit. And I don't think we did that. It was just like we just accepted that people who made art that we liked were sometimes wrong. Sometimes totally wrong. They did totally wrong things, made bad life decisions, and said and maybe believed things that were horrible. And you just, like, don't defend it. Like, don't pretend that it didn't happen. That went on too long. don't know. It's just a crazy thing. It's the kind of thing I think about a lot. And it's kind of a 90s thing. I think the future, like the, I just want, we play a lot of stuff from the 90s in the show. And I just want people to put that stuff in the right context. A lot of this stuff was just against, like, the corniness, the general, like, I'd like to be totally apolitical, but if this, if things are totally off the rails, you can't really be apolitical. You're kind of okay. Like, I'm kind of okay with, like, a centrist kind of Western democracy, you know? So in that context, I'm apolitical, because I'm kind of okay with what's going on, right? But you got to say something at some point. It's like, you can't just be okay with everything. But the current generation, I just want the stuff from the 90s has a certain viewpoint, and a lot of it is fatalistic, and people, it's hard to understand, like the way things are going right now. If you just, it seems like things are bad right now, but it's about to turn a corner, right? That's what it seems like to me, and I think it seems like that to younger people. And they're like hopeful, and they have a hopeful outlook that we did not have in the 90s. It seemed like this was something that was endless and we couldn't do anything about it. And a lot of the humor and a lot of the artwork is based on fatalism and just irony. And the corniness is just against, it was so against the corniness of the mainstream culture that was being put out there, that it sometimes went into this direction that seemed right wing. That was crazy. That was ironic. Or sometimes it wasn't. So that's the fucking thing. You gotta look at it on a case by case basis. But I think Phil Anselmo is not a Nazi. That's what I think. So that's why I'm playing. It's not why I'm playing it, but I don't think he's a Nazi. I wouldn't, if I thought he was a Nazi, I would not be playing his music at all. So, not going to hear any Nazis on this. You're not going to hear any like people who spend time like talking about being a fan of Hitler, which is, check it out, man. Check out the Wikipedia page. Darby Crash, man. Cool musician. Made some cool music. Unless Pat Smear wrote all the songs. I like the idea that Pat Smear wrote all the songs. That's possible. He wrote the music anyway. Darby Crash, people say Darby Crash is so smart from writing those lyrics. The lyrics are pretty smart. Doesn't sound too smart when he talks. You can check out the Decline of Western Civilization video, which is canon if you're a punk rocker. If you haven't seen that, you're almost not a punk rocker if you haven't seen that. He says some wild shit in that video. It's words coming out of his mouth. You can see his lips moving and the words are coming out, and he says some wild shit that's wrong. It's fucked up. But still like the music. That's way off, man. I'm way off. Let's go. Let's play this song. And I'll see you next week. We'll try to play some other. It's almost no J. No, there's no actual J-pop in this show. Got like bedroom producers and stuff. Soundtrack music. Whatever. We'll get back to it. Get back to it next week. All right. Jamata.
Thunder.